The late, but still irrepressible, Stevie Marriott and I were quite close buddies in the 60s. And Steve was very short, but long on big ideas. "I've got this idea," he'd say over eggs and bacon. "Why don't we form like this R&B duo and call ourselves David and Goliath? You be David." Yeah, well, at the time I was messing about with a kind of a knockoff Muddy Waters band called the Mannish Boys. And one night he came up to me in the dressing room and he said, "You know, I've got my mates Ronnie and Kenny together and we're going to form a band. Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is get these like really big amplifiers and this enormous drum kit. Kind of like the Ooh, you know? But we're going to be really, really little. So we're going to call ourselves the Small Faces." Well, it worked out in a major way. This song comes in that same period, probably just a bit after that. It's the first song that I wrote and recorded as a solo artist. And it's called, well, it's a beautiful piece of solipsism. It's called "Can't Help Thinking About Me." And it does contain, though some might disagree, two of the worst lines I've ever written. I actually have to sing this. "My girl calls my name, hi Dave, drop in, come back, see you around if you're this way again." You don't think that's the worst line? No. We won't even look at Tin Machine lyrics.
We can look at who wrote them.
Blame the computer, mate. So this one's called "Can't Help Thinking About Me."
Time that says I broke dishonor. My head's bound in shine, it seems that I've blackened the family name. My mother says that she can't stand the neighbors talking. I've got to pack my bags, leave this home, start walking. I'm guilty. I wish that I was sorry this time. When we used to go to church on Sundays, I lay awake at night, terrified of school on Mondays. It's too late now. I wish I was a child again. Wish I felt secure again, but I can't help thinking about me. Neverland. This nation feels so cold, the ticket's in my hand. My girl calls my name, hi Dave, drop in, see you around, come back if you're this way again. I'm on my own, I've got a long, long way to go.
No, I don't write them like that anymore. Going back to Stevie Marriott for a minute. We shared the services of a roadie. For the sake of this anecdote, we should just call him Doug Bennett. It's a name. Doug Bennett was a short, stocky, sulky, total illiterate. But he worked well for us. One day I got my hands on an American car. And I was excited, so I jumped into the driver's seat and put Dougie in the passenger seat, and we shot off up the motorway to a gig, going really quite fast. And needless to say, with my luck, the police pulled us over, and English plod came wandering over to the driver's window. What would be the driver's window on a British car? Tapped on the window. The window went down. He said, "Do you know how fast you were going, sir?" He said, "Name's Doug Bennett. Can't read nor write. Wasn't even fucking driving."